At Buffalo Wild Wings, get select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. So head into B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you should go if you're a stick carrier, and that's Mastro Subaru. They got two locations throughout Central Florida serving stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue and the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, where you can get special stick carrier pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it, or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't feel my face, and the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks. Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
It's Bucks Uncensored and a special podcast for you before the next couple of weeks when we get into the offseason the Bucks have had, going position by position. Hopefully getting your feedback, your Bucks takes, debating each position, and I'll tell you which positions we will address on Monday. Leading all the way, we'll go through the entire team, and then the one of the last podcasts we'll do before a little break during June will be an opportunity for us to discuss the seat head coach Dirk Cutter is sitting on. I really like Dirk Cutter a lot. Probably my favorite personality as a head coach that the Bucks have had in quite some time. And Dirk Cutter, using the saying that has sparked this movement, is definitely a person that I want to see succeed with the Bucks. But the team and the results are bigger than any one man. And if the success is not there for the team that we love, we thought changes might come last offseason. They could very well come this coming season or offseason. If they do not live up to expectations, much like they did last year. Now, this is a special podcast. As you can hear in my voice, there's not going to be a lot of yelling. There's not going to be a lot of screaming. There's not going to be a lot of choice language. This is a time to reflect where we've been, reflect where we are, and take a peek at where we together will go and grow. Go and grow. This is Bucks Uncensored. I started this podcast... about 3.5 years ago. 3.5 years ago, estimated. It was December 4th of 2014. After 10, 11, 12 years in the local sports talk radio, I was fired. And I had heard the same thing from many people. You know, the condolences, the, hey, I'm so sorry, you'll land on your feet. And at the time, I didn't have any of it. I didn't care about hearing that from people. And I went into a cocoon. And my escape at the time was doing a podcast. But see, when I started that podcast, at the time was the Commish Online podcast, I realized that, and well, now I realize looking back, that I was doing a podcast much like many people are taught and trained to do a sports talk radio show. And as I evolved, and trust me, I was in a downward spiral at that moment, I became obsessed with finding not another job, but a career. And a lot of you have followed my journey, and I shared a bit in the last podcast episode. But here I sit talking to you 3.5 years later with a podcast that has exploded. Me being the genuine person that I am, simply sharing my heart and soul and my feelings, seeing a movement that maybe I started here on the podcast, but we have grown together. And in the last 5 months, I have been promoted not once, but twice for one of the major corporations in the country, and now I am a regional sales manager. I say this not to brag. I say this because so many, you have no idea how many people have reached out to me in the last few months, identifying with my job loss from a few years ago, identifying maybe they're going through a career change at this moment in their life. And maybe I can bring you some inspiration. Never give up. I went from hosting a daily radio show 6 months later. So I get fired 6 months later. I'm starting a new career for a major corporation in sales, no sales experience, selling insurance, no insurance experience. I mean, I had no idea what the fuck I was even doing when it came to electing my insurance at CBS or Clear Channel or wherever I worked. And I told myself at that moment, I said, I am going to work harder than anyone else. Or as hard as anyone else. I have to. I have no sales experience and no insurance experience. So if I'm going to make this work and I'm going to make a lot of money and I'm going to do this and I'm going to work my way up the ladder, I got to work harder than other people. It's the same thing we talk about when you talk about some of these diamonds in the rough when it comes to football. You got to work harder than the guy next to you. Not even the diamonds in the rough. If you want to be the elite of the elite, you know, they always say, oh, first in, last out, blah, blah, blah. But how hard are you working while you're there? You know, you can be the first in and the last out all you want. But are you working hard from the moment you get there to the moment you leave? I can tell you for a fact, I have not once taken my foot off the gas pedal. And it was very, very stressful. Then, it's a different type of stress now. People have identified with that. People have identified with my divorce that I went through a year ago. And so that's why I share these stories of my personal life. I don't go into too much depth on reasoning, but just know that you're not alone. You've heard it from me. You've heard it on other Bucks Takes. We all have our struggles. But in the end, people that are listening to this podcast right now, and there were points where I thought I was alone. But what I have realized with this podcast and with the spark of the movement, the stick carrier movement, that there are thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of people locally in Tampa, St. Pete, Orlando, Sarasota, throughout the state of Florida, nationwide and worldwide, that share the same passion I do and the same passion you do. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it, right? Tampa's a transplant town. People move here from other areas and don't break their allegiances. That's all we've ever heard. That's what we were coached in sports talk radio and the sports media. Is that don't just focus on the local teams, but talk about all teams because there's fans of all teams here. That was hard for me. It was hard for me when I was trained to speak ill of the team that I love. Even when I didn't believe the opinion, that was what was going to rile up phone calls. That's how my podcast started. And quickly it started to evolve. I knew something had to change, and I reached out to my good friend, a guy you've heard on the podcast numerous times, and just one of the genuine good people in this world, Luke Easterling. And Luke and I did a podcast together. We called it Off the Edge. It was very analytical. It was very X's and O's. Luke gets promoted at USA Today and becomes their NFL draft expert. And at the time, I was also publishing a website called BucksBlitz.com, which was part of the Scout.com network. And my career was starting to take off, and I was starting to get overwhelmed. And so I stepped down from publishing the website. That was also the website that was housing our podcast at the time. So I was kind of up in the air as to whether or not I was going to continue doing a podcast, where I was going to host the podcast. I had people reach out to me, some of the evil Bucks media that wanted to do a podcast with me at the time. And I was open to it. I didn't mind. It was a hobby. It still is a hobby. And then when push came to shove, they were like, oh, no, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do that. Meh, meh, meh. Because they thought they had a better option than joining me on this podcast. So be it. Not my problem. I'm focused on right now. I'm focused on talking with you and talking about the Bucks. And so my good friends, and I've known them for a very, very long time, Steve and Lee from JoeBucksFan.com reached out to me, and they wanted to, ironically, they wanted to meet me for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Who would have known that that's where it would all begin? And we sat there, we had lunch together, and they told me that they wanted to house my podcast on their website. I think this was even before they were doing anything with Ira Kaufman yet, in terms of a podcast, and I don't think they had any idea that the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network would explode and become what it's become. So we sat there and I told them, I said, I am done with sports talk radio. I'm not talking about getting back into sports talk radio. I'm tired of that format. I'm not really into the analytical thing anymore. You know, the X's and O's, you can get that anywhere. Everyone's got an opinion about how a guy blocked, or did he make the right steps, or does this guy get enough separation, or is that a tight enough spiral on a... Fuck all that. That's not how fans talk. I wanted a podcast that had me speaking like myself when I'm at a game, or I'm at a practice, or I'm talking with my friends. I wanted a podcast where I was speaking like the fan I am. Two fans. But I was like, how can I get interaction? How can I, because I don't, I know people want to hear my voice, and I've been told, okay, some people like the Bucks take, some people don't. Whatever. That's why we break this up. That's why you hear my voice in the first half and Bucks takes in the second half. If you like me, you listen to me. If you don't like me, you can listen to all the Bucks fans. If you like it all, hey, listen to the whole thing. Absolutely. At the time, I was part of the USF Football Radio Network, and I would take my part of my duties was to interview the offensive and defensive coordinators before each game. Well, how I would do that, I would take my cell phone, I'd open up a voice memo, I'd record the interview, and I'd simply hit, boom, send, email, and I'd email it to the studio. It was that simple. And all of a sudden, it clicked for me one day. I'm like, if I can do this, if me, the Polish asshole that I am, can figure out how to record an interview on my phone and email it to a studio so it's studio quality, then anyone can. And so that's where the Bucks takes started. And immediately I realized, holy shit, there's a lot more people out there than I realized. And the numbers started to grow. People, all people want is somebody to be genuine with them. And that's all I've ever been with each and every one of you. Anyone that's met me in person, that has talked to me on the phone, that has had multiple interactions with me, will see the same or hear the same person every single time. This isn't the media anymore. You don't have to portray something that you're not. I don't need to have the ego anymore. You wouldn't believe the egos within I wouldn't even say local media, our local sports media, and in particular, the Bucks media. It's like, where do you guys get off having the egos that you do? I don't have to have that anymore. And I realized, wow, there are so many more people out there just like me that don't have anything to listen to, that don't have anything other than Joe Bucks fan to truly read, that truly just want to share their passion and share it with somebody who is as passionate as they are. And all of a sudden, it did coincide with a great time. 2016, Bucks go on that winning streak. I believe they had beaten the Seahawks, and they had another home game against the New Orleans Saints. And I was like, you know what? Let's all meet together outside, and let's just go into the game together. Let's get fired up outside and then go in together. And sure enough, Christian from Headlines Barbershop showed up. And I'm going to forget a lot of your names or a lot of the people that did show up a lot. There was about 20 of us. The 119 boys were there. And none of us knew each other at the time, but we were just like, yeah, are you Justin? Yeah, I'm Justin. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. All good, good, good. That's truly where the stick carriers began. It was even before Dirk Cutter used the phrase. Like I said, the stick carriers, it's a movement of fans. The movement started before the phrase. The movement started with those 20 people that met me outside of Gate C before that New Orleans Saints Bucks home game in 2016 and went into the stadium with me doing the Tampa Bay chant, doing Let's Go Bucks. It was special. I believe it was the next week Dirk Cutter had his saying. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. As soon as he said it, as soon as I heard it, and I was recording a podcast that night, I said, this is something, I was so fired up to. 5-game win streak, playoffs, just relevant games, late November, December. Like just relevant games that late hadn't happened in a long time. And so I was like, okay, I got to run with this. Radio can't run with it. They'll bleep it out. When you bleep it out, it doesn't sound as good. Radio can't run with it. Paper can't run with it. TV can't run with it. the other podcasts, you know, they don't want to cuss or whatnot. Maybe they're trying to get a job in the media. I don't know. I'm not. Trust me, I'm not. There's no fucking way I will ever get back into the media. Just not. There's no price tag on that. Zero. So I don't care. So I said, you know what? I'm running with it. This is mine. And we played it and we played it and we played it. And Javier, I know, has sent me the link and I've gone back and listened to it. I had no idea at the time. I remember playing it, laughing. We were having a great time. And I was like, you know what? Dirk Cutter wants his team to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. It's not just the team. We got to do it as fans. And that's when I said, anyone that listens to this podcast, first time this phrase was ever mentioned, anyone that listens to this podcast is considered a stick carrier. That's it. I wish I could share that there was some master plan, that I had this all sketched out. Oh, we're gonna sell shirts and we're gonna have huge parties and thousands of people are gonna show up and oh, this is gonna be amazing. No, none of that. I just was gonna call people that listen to the podcast stick carriers. It wasn't me that ran with it. It was you. Something struck home with you, that podcast, if you were listening. And ever since then, as more and more people have listened to this podcast, it has struck home with them as well. It's not the man that said it. It's the phrase. It's something that we can rally around. I'm rallying around it. You're rallying around it. It's bringing us together. So what is a stick carrier? What is the stick carrier movement? What does it mean? We're going to hear a lot of Bucks takes from people that have sent in Bucks takes about what the stick carrier movement means to them. But here's what the stick carrier movement means to me. It means for the first time, possibly in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm not taking credit for, again, this isn't me. I lucked into this. I just said it on a podcast. But for the first time in this franchise's history, we are seeing fans come together like they've never come together before within the Tampa Bay area. This isn't a private group. We don't have private meetings. There's no agenda here. This is all just about, let's get together and party together. You know, am I a planner? Yes. My girlfriend Holly, she knows it. I'm a planner. Okay? If we go out of town, I make all the plans. I love it. So when it comes down to putting together a draft party, yeah, I'm going to try and make it as big as I possibly can. This year's was pretty big. Next year's going to be bigger. Trust me. You know, when we put together a trip and we're going to New Orleans, like how big can we make it? How many people can we get? Because I want to be surrounded by as many people as possible and party with as many people as possible. The training camp takeover, we treated a fucking practice like it was a Super Bowl, like it was a playoff game. We made our own offense go into the silent count. We're going to do it again. Away game watch parties. What the stick carrier movement means to me is togetherness. Is a large quantity of people from all walks of life. Black, white, rich, poor, gay, straight, all walks of life. Doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. What matters is your passion for the Bucks and your willingness to be open and accept others. That's why this is a movement that has brought together thousands of people for a training camp takeover. Over 1,000 people for a draft party. We have these massive events and gatherings and zero incidents. Zero. You know, I've tried to do as best job as I can in, I wouldn't say policing, but just making sure that people understand we are not going to attack others. If people attack us as a movement, then just turn and walk away. You know, the people that are saying we're dividing a fan base, why don't you think about that for a moment? Are we dividing the fan base, or are the ones saying the state carriers are dividing a fan base, actually dividing a fan base? All we've done is welcome all Bucks fans. All Bucks fans. Because again, the state carriers, it's not a private group. It's a movement. It's a movement to bring Bucks fans together. Period. We don't attack other Bucks fans. So why are other Bucks fans attacking us? Strange, isn't it? It's a very select few. They are in the minority. And as we continue to grow, you will continue to see the power that we have together as one. We are stronger together. We need to remember that. We need to continue to have that focus. And we need to continue to have fun. You know, it's truly amazing how a movement like this can ignite a fire inside all of us that makes us not afraid to show our passion and our love for our football team. The stick carrier movement is not about players or about coaches or about general managers. It's about the organization that represents our city, our town. We want our team to win. Period. If our team lets us down, we are going to bitch, we are going to complain, and we are going to share our opinion on how we believe they can change it and get better and win, because that's all we really want. Granted, we're fans, right? Likely we're wrong. I can tell you firsthand, I'm wrong a lot. But that's not going to shy me away from sharing my opinion, from having fun, from having a smile on my face. If you see me, you'll likely see me with a smile on my face. Okay? I love the friendships that I've gained. I love the friendships that I'm going to gain. I love the parties that we've had and the massive parties we're about to have. I love the drinking. I love the chanting. And one day, I'm going to really, really love watching our Buccaneers win a playoff game with each and every one of you by my side. That's the stick carrier movement. And that's why we are not going to fade. We are not going to go away. We are going to continue to build bonds and lifelong friendships that are going to continue to grow this movement to exponential portions. Some people just want to watch the world burn. They're jealous. Maybe they don't feel included. We've included everybody. The only ones that are not included, the only ones that have been removed from a Facebook page are people that come in and start attacking others, because that is something we do not tolerate. And so just understand this. Those that have wanted and waited for the stick carriers to fade away, this group, my group of fans, of friends that I have met and interacted with, this is just me talking. You could be saying the exact same thing. Your group of fans and friends that you've met and talked with, we're going to continue to make more and more friendships. This is going to continue to grow. If this stick carrier movement was ever going to die and fade away, it would have been after 1 year, a year where the Bucks went 5-11. Were we pissed? Absolutely. Did it take some time for us to recover? You're damn straight. Does that mean that we're giving up on our team, giving up on the hope that our team will win again? No. And that's not just Bucks fans. That's NFL fans. Browns fans feel the same way. Bills fans feel the same way. You have a passion for the team, but you want your team to win. And that's one thing I'll say about the stick carrier movement. We will not settle. We will not settle for mediocrity or worse. We expect greatness, and our expectations will be high again heading into this season. What does the stick carrier movement mean to some of the stick carriers out there? Bucks takes coming up next. But first, as always, we like to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it.
All right, this is Bucks Uncensored. A special edition, just talking more about the fan base before we dive into the positions over the next couple of weeks. Just as a reminder, we'll do a few weeks of breaking down the positions for the Bucks. Still kind of debating. Actually, you know what? No. I want to do... defensive line and offensive line just seems like a lot together. Maybe I could do, I want to do a defense and an offense each podcast. So maybe next podcast, I want to start with defensive line. Because what a massive reshuffling of the Bucks defensive line this offseason. So we'll do Bucks defensive line and the wide receivers and tight ends. Wide receiver, not a lot of movement with the wide receivers and tight ends, although they did re-sign Adam Humphries, they re-signed Cameron Brate. But I want your Bucks takes to revolve around that. Thoughts on, will the defensive line make that drastic turnaround? Listen, we've seen teams go out and try to piece together some sort of all-star team before, and it hasn't worked in the NFL. Did the Bucks do that? Do they have that chemistry? Is it just about talent? Are we going to see Gerald McCoy take over because he's got help around him? Does this put more pressure on Gerald McCoy? And then when it comes to the receivers and the tight ends, and we could maybe even throw the quarterbacks in there as well. So include Jameis Winston. But how important of this of a season coming up is it for Jameis Winston? How important is it for him to hook up with DeSean Jackson? Or would you rather see more of Chris Godwin? So those will be the two positions we start with on Monday. So send in your Bucks takes for that. Speaking of Bucks takes, it's that time. What does the stick carrier movement mean to you? Who better to start with than Rod Zeller?
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy, Rod Zeller, the motherfucking killer. And I'm back. And today's topic is, what is a stick carrier? I can tell you what stick carrier. Stick carrier is that Bucks fan that knows so much about the team, that knows the history about the team, that wins with the team, lose with the team, go down with the ship, rise with the ship. Except any and everybody that's another stick carrier. School those who don't know what a stick carrier is. Let them know what we're all about. Because they too want to be stick carriers. We include all and love all. That's what a stick carrier is. A stick carrier is a person who goes on the ship, say, we with you. Goes to our leader and say, you know what? We are with you all the way, no matter what. And when we go to war and the season is over, if we lose and the ship is going down and we're nothing left but just a plank, we look at our, we go to our superiors, our leader say, you know what? That was fucked up. That was some fucked up shit. But you know what? When we get to shore, give me a fucking hammer. Give Rodzilla a hammer. And I'm hammering away. Everybody that was at the Titty Club takeover at the after party, we all got hammers. Everybody that was at the, everybody that was there at the draft party, we got hammers. People who didn't make it, we got hammers. And I'm not out front by myself. I'm not out front at all. I'm hand in hand, side by side with my brothers and sisters. We're rebuilding this ship. And as a casualty to other Buck players that went down, they could not handle or could not help us. We look to our leaders and say, hey, let's regroup. Get us some more troops. And you know what? The next year when we start back up, guess what? We are still there. We're not falling off the ship. We grabbing our big motherfucking sticks and we going right back to fucking war. Because you know what? We got your motherfucking back. We're going to always have your motherfucking back. That's a motherfucking stick carrier. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right. Thanks, Rodzilla. You know, I got to meet Rodzilla for the first time a couple weeks ago. He came down for the draft party. And again, you meet a guy for the first time and it feels like you've known him your entire life. And he was phenomenal. Everyone that I got to meet, it's just truly amazing. Truly amazing. Rodzilla, and I call you a friend. He's got my cell phone number. He's texting me. Love you, man. Love you. Let's go from Rodzilla. Let's go to our buddy Gene from the TPD. Hey, Gene.
Kamish, Gene from TPD. Just started listening to the Monday podcast and heard what you wanted for the Wednesday Bucks take. I got to tell you, man, this podcast, it's like a lifeline to me for the Bucks. After last season, it was really like a big kick in the balls. I've been a Bucks fan since they were here in 76. And like I said last year, I have never been so pumped up as a Bucks fan as I was last year when you got us so fucking fired up. Being a stick carrier, listen to your podcasts, listen to everybody else get so fired up about this fucking season. I missed the draft party last year. I wasn't going to miss it this year. It was a fucking great event. And I'm telling you, if it was not for this podcast and the stick carriers, I probably would not be a Bucks fan right now. I think I had hit my limit. I had felt like I was punched in the gut and kicked in the balls. And then the offseason didn't help any in the beginning. Didn't look like the Bucks were doing a fucking thing to improve. Not a fucking thing. But goddamn it, the draft, woo! Fucking fired me up, man. And you stick carriers, you keep me going. So that's what it means to me. Stick carrier, it's a lifeline to the Bucks. Fuck yeah, man. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Ooh, I like that. Stick carrier, the lifeline of the Bucks. I like that, Gene. All right, let's keep it rocking and rolling. Let's go to Phil from the ATB. I love these guys.
Hey, yo, Justin, it's Phil from All Things Bucks. I'm at Phil Schwag at our underscore ATB, if you guys want to check me out on Twitter. But like you were saying, you guys are what you wanted for the podcast for Wednesday, for the whole state of the stick carriers and everything. I just want to say, man, it's just incredible what you've done over the past, you know, almost more going on 2 years now, going on three maybe. It's just incredible you bring in people together that have never met each other, people from all over the country, all over the world, just come together for a common goal to cheer on the Buccaneers, because that's what we're all here for, is the love on the Buccaneers, the team as the Buccaneers. And I just want to say, man, you know, I got out of the military in 2015. I knew exactly where I wanted to move to. I moved down to Tampa. I started looking for houses as soon as I knew when I was getting out. And, you know, I didn't have any friends out in Tampa at all. My closest friends would probably be 3 hours away on the other coast of Florida. And, you know, getting out of the military, transitioning to civilian life is, you know, kind of hard. Maybe some people have easier getting out, but I kind of had a hard time, you know, trying to make friends and just talk to people and stuff. But, you know, you bringing everyone together, and you made that so much easier on me. I've made so many friends, you know, since the last takeover and the last draft party and this draft party, just networking with people. And now, you know, I have tons of friends, and I don't have to worry about trying to make friends with random people that I'm probably not even going to like in like a few weeks or whatever. So I just want to say, man, that's what being a stick carrier means to me, is, you know, coming together as a family and having people that you know you can count on, people that you never thought you could count on, and, you know, just coming together and just being a freaking big-ass fan base that cares so much for their team and cares for each other. So I love you, Justin. I appreciate what you've done, man, and, you know, I'm here for you, supporting, brother, and I appreciate all the support you give to ATB, too, man. So with that, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, see, Phil, you and the Coreys and Kevin, and you guys are just genuinely good people. And I'm glad that you guys got to come out, take part in it, see what it's all about, and realize that we're not trying to fight you. We want to be a part of you. We're so much stronger together. And that's what people just don't realize. And so, appreciate you, Phil. I'm going to come see you. He's a chef at a restaurant, the Sheraton downtown. Phil, I need to come see you, and I need you to hook me up big time. But see, I'm trying to eat healthy now, because I want to get back to my playing weight. Actually, my playing weight was about 320, but I'm trying to get down to 260. So I'm going to do my best, and hopefully I'm rocking a nice new bod for everyone at the training camp takeover. Hello. Let's go up to up in the Northeast, I believe. Frank is up there. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kamish. This is Frank the Tank. This is my very first Bucks take. I've been listening to the podcast since day one. My wife and I relocated to New Jersey about a year and a half ago, and what this podcast means to me is everything, man. I feel like I'm the only Bucks fan up here. I wish I could have done a roll call for New Jersey coming down to Tampa to show up at the draft party, but I couldn't make it. My favorite parts of the week is when these podcasts come out, man. I'm on Joe Bucks Fan every single day, and I can't wait for your podcast to come out. That's how I stay in tune with everything. I've never met anyone from the podcast, but I feel like I know everyone personally with their stories that they tell. My brother was able to make it to the draft party. Sammy from the Nosebleed, shout out. He said he had a hell of a time. But yeah, man, I want to keep it short and sweet. This podcast means everything to me. Keep up the great work. Shout out to all the sponsors. B4, Bracados. What's up, Uncle Mike? Mastro Subaru. Headlined Barbershop. You know the rest. All right, Justin, speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick.
Frank, I appreciate you giving a shout out to our sponsors. I've said from the beginning that these podcasts take a lot of work and a lot of time. And, you know, for these sponsors to step up and, you know, be a part of it. And, you know, time is money. So I appreciate them for assisting with this. And it's really, really good to know that there's so many businesses out there that, you know, feel the same way that we do. And I can speak from experience. Buffalo Wild Wings, Mike at Bracados, Pete from Mastro Super. They're stick carriers. They're massive Bucks fans. And that's why they want to be a part of this podcast. That's why they want to be a part of this movement. So appreciate that, Frank. And hopefully we get to see you at a draft party soon. We go from Frank down to Naples. Jeremy's there. Hello, Jeremy.
Justin, fellow stick carriers, Jeremy from Naples here, sending in a Bucks take on what it is to be a stick carrier. Justin, I'm going to keep this short because I'm sure you have a lot of them. A stick carrier is just a passionate Bucks fan that is accepting of others and wants the Bucks to win. No matter who the player is, the coach is, the general manager is, just on Sundays when they play the games, line up, do your job, and get results. As a stick carrier, our job is to cheer on the team and be supportive and accept others. That's what it is. We all just want Bucks fans. We're but just Bucks fans that want the team to win. I'll leave it at that. Thanks. And as always, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Isn't that a novel concept? We're just fans that want the team to win. That's it. That's it. And it's like, no, that's not good enough. You're not a true fan. What is a true fan? A fan that wants their team to lose? That's going to kiss the ass of the team that loses? No. Fans are, to me, have always been the ones that live and die in the moment. They're going to ride that emotional wave. You know, it's the players, it's the coaches, it's all of them that say they have to stay even keel. The fans don't. It's about that emotion, because that emotion is what escapes you from your regular lives, right? For 3 hours during a game, you're not thinking about the report you have to file, the goal you have to hit, the meeting you have the next day. No, you're thinking about, is my team going to win this game or not? It's an entertainment dollar. And so, yeah, you're damn right. I want my team to win. And if they don't win, I'm going to bitch about it. So be it. Speaking of bitching, he doesn't bitch. He criticizes. Lee from the T.
Buzz fans, what's up? Justin, this is Lee from the T. So, Justin, you ask us, what does it mean to be a stick carrier? What is a stick carrier? My definition, a stick carrier is a family of Bucks fans, diehard Bucks fans that ride or die with the team and want nothing more than the team to be successful, than the team to play with heart, play with pride, integrity, toughness. To me, that's what a stick carrier is. Family of Bucks fans. Because that's what we are. Win or lose, we don't control what goes on the field, but we are a family. You know, I've met most of the stick carriers. I hear guys, you know, sending their buzz take. I can hear the passion in people's voices. I can hear the care. And it's genuine. You know, we care about one another, and we genuinely care about the team. And I want to go back to the term stick carrier. Yeah, Dirk Cutter, you know, started the whole thing with the speak softly, but Justin, you being a Floridian and fellow Tampanian, you know the word stick isn't unfamiliar to us. It's actually a term that we use back in the day and all through high school and in our younger days growing up playing football in Tampa. We would describe a team that had a great defense, we would describe them as having a stick. We would describe them as having a stick. So it's really fitting to the Bucks and to the Bay Area that we're using the term stick carrier, because it's always been a term or a word that we've used to describe, you know, a good football team, basically. We say things like, hey, you know, such and such is playing against, you know, this team this week. Man, they got a good running back. But, you know, that other team got a stick. And that's how we would use that word, you know, meaning they got a damn good defense. Like, that's how we described it, you know, having a stick. They got a group of guys that will fly around and smack the shit out anybody with the football. But yeah, so it's really fitting that, you know, we're the stick carriers. And it's like the term is, you know, reborn, and we're using it. And it's perfect. It's fitting for Tampa Bay and Buccaneer football, in my opinion. Went a little long, but just wanted to give, you know, all of the stick carriers a little background on the, you know, how we use the word stick here in Tampa, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Defenses, man. We tell you, hey, they got a stick, meaning if y'all playing them this week, yeah, you better, shit, make sure your chin strap tight because they ass hitting. All right, that's my bus take, guys. Speed softening and keep carrying your sticks.
I love it, man. I love it. I love seeing Lee at the draft party, getting a chance to record a short video with him. He was already ready to trade Gerald McCoy after they drafted Vita Vea. It's awesome. Awesome stuff. Let's go from Lee to Brother Earl. That's what he calls him. So, all right, Brother Earl. I love it, man.
Hey, what's up, Commish? This is Brother Earl from North Tampa, checking in and everything. I know you posed a question on Monday of what does this stick carrier mean to us, and what does it mean, you know, in general. Basically, it means to me that we are a group of people that come together that love one team that has one goal, and we want our team to win, point blank. But it's also a brotherhood or sisterhood, because we're all, you know, we all care for each other. And that's what I see, even to the point last year when I went to the training camp takeover. It was crazy. I ain't never went to a training camp that was so off the chain like it was a regular football game, which was awesome. We was cheering and chatting and everything. It was hot. I was sweating. I needed water for days. But we were getting that water in there. Thank you. I forgot her name. But anyways, that's what it means to me. You know, love each other. We care for the Bucks. We want the Bucks to win. Also, I want to send out a special prayer and shout out to, I guess his name is Mike. I didn't think Mike. They had a brother with the they had the stroke. I just want to let him know I'll keep him in my prayers, because, you know, last year in October I lost my mother to her second time getting a stroke. So I know what you're going through. I'll keep you in prayers. Keep your head up. And I want anybody that's going through drugs, keep your head up. The storm don't last forever. On that note, I know I ran over my time, but let me get on out of here. One more thing. Speak softly and carry a big stick!
Yes, Brother Earl, yes. Can't wait to see you at the training camp takeover again. As I said, I'll be taking most of the month of June off. But when I come back and start doing the podcast again, it is going to be a full onslaught leading up to that training camp takeover. I cannot wait. It is just so much fun. And if you've got a chance to be there for it, as soon as we have the date, I promise you it'll be all over social media. And then I'll be talking about it that entire month of July leading up to it. Just such a great, great time that we had last year, turning a practice into a playoff game. Jeremy and Cali made his way over all the way from California for the draft party, was literally in town for less than 24 hours, and then flew right back. I love it. Jeremy, Cali, go.
Commissioner Pawlowski and members of the Stick Carrier Nation, I am Jeremy from Cali, and I would like to give my take on where the Stick Carriers mean to me. First off, Justin created the Bucks Uncensored podcast, which was real talk for Bucks fans. By a Bucks fan. That is what drew me in. The key words being real talk, unlike the local media. Number two, the Stick Carriers were created out of a group following Dirk Cutter's famous locker room speech in San Diego. I was at that game, and I know where the passion and raw speech came from. Lastly, love or hate the podcast Bucks Uncensored, love or hate the Stick Carriers. Luckily now, though, you can find a fan group that you enjoy, whether it be Buckaholic, What the Buck, any of those groups. But one thing that is common among us all is our love for the Bucks and our dedication to see them win. I, for one, am a Stick Carrier, so speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yes. Okay. State of the stick carriers. I love it, Jeremy. And who better to end with? We don't have Lou. So, you know who I also haven't heard from in a while is Will in the Midwest. Will, what's the deal, man? Haven't gotten your take on the draft. But this guy's an original. Becoming just a great friend of mine. Him and his wife. I'm going to read what his wife, who did not have an opportunity to record a Bucks take, but she sent me an email. She said, "Justin, I simply don't have time to make the take I wanted, and I know you are out partying with Justin Timberlake tonight." I did not. We sold our tickets. "So I'm hoping maybe you could read this for me. This isn't really a Bucks take or a draft take. It's a holy shit. Outlaw and I have been married 22 years kind of take." Wow. "That being said, I want to wish my most favorite stick carrier a happy anniversary, and thanks so much for bringing all these crazed motherfucking stick carrying Bucks fans into our lives. The last year we have made some amazing friendships and memories to last the rest of our lifetime. I love you madly, Outlaw. Thanks, Justin, for creating a movement of people we can be a part of and share our lives with. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Much love, Lady Outlaw." We go from Lady Outlaw to the Outlaw.
Justin, Outlaw. So it's middle of the week, man. Been a crazy ass week. Hopefully I'm not too late on this take. So what does the stick carrier movement mean to me? I'll be honest, 14 months ago I started listening to this podcast just to get away from local sports talk radio, political BS, and just what I got was a whole lot more than I ever expected. I have people today that I text on a regular basis, that text me on a regular basis, where we hang out outside of football, people I didn't even know 14 months ago. And to be honest, I thoroughly enjoy hanging out with. I mean, we all have that common Buccaneer bond, but we also have other common threads throughout life that, or maybe we don't, but we support each other and just being an ear to listen, or advice to give out. Or I mean, it's way more than I ever expected. So thanks, man. It's been cool. So I also have a question for you, Justin. You're a new manager now, all right? I want to know what kind of coach Justin Pawlowski is going to be. Is he going to be a Tony Dungy mentor, never wins the big one, but a good guy kind of coach? Is he going to be a Greg Schiano, toes on the line kind of coach? Is he going to be a Dirk Cutter, speak softly, carry a big stick kind of coach? Or is he going to be a John Gruden, fuck tomorrow, win at all costs kind of coach? Or is he just going to be his own fucking guy, Justin Pawlowski, that gets shit done? All right, man. Have a great week. And until then, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it. Oh, and we need to plan a sports legend karaoke Friday night, man. So look at your calendar in June and let us know. All right? See ya.
Oh, boy. Karaoke. Okay. Maybe. I mean, that sounds good. Even though I'm taking the month off from the podcast, but a Friday night, that sounds pretty good to me, actually. All right. So, excellent. Happy anniversary to the Outlaws. What type of manager am I? I don't know. I told my, I call them employees. They're not employees. They're my team. I look at it as sports, right? And I told my team today in our meeting that my job is to help them achieve their goals financially, professionally, and do what I can to help them personally as well. I care about the people that work for me, that work hard for me, and just like any great coach, I want to give them the tools to succeed, and I want to put them in the best position to win. For our team to win, but for them to win individually. So that's the mindset I have every day that I go in. And I just get a special joy in life and, you know, helping others kind of achieve that kind of success. And so I'm going to do that on a daily basis. And it is going to, it's already starting to take a lot out of me. But there's a lot of energy inside this body of mine. And I'm excited for the challenge. I don't cringe at the expectations. I plan to live up to the expectations. All right, Monday's podcast. We will be back. We'll talk defensive line and then the passing game of your Buccaneers. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends. I need Bucks takes on both. So if you got a Bucks take, you've got an opinion. Is this defensive line going to be the fierce defensive line that we hope it's going to be? Or is just assembling talented players not the right way to build a team? A team. We've seen, I mean, the Eagles did it a few years ago, trying to go out and acquire an all-star team. Well, that's what the Bucks kind of did with their defensive line. Is that going to change it? And is there added pressure on Gerald McCoy to be successful now that he has, quote, talent around him? Offensively, how crucial of a year is it for Jameis Winston? Is this make or break for him? I'll give my opinion on Monday. DeSean Jackson. Do you want to see him and Jameis connect? Are they going to connect? Or are you ready to see more of Chris Godwin? That's coming on Monday as we dive into the actual positions of this team. Over the next few weeks, we'll talk about all the positions, talk about Dirk Koetter and the pressure he's going to have with the talented team that he has going into this season. And then we'll wrap it up before a little break during June with all of the plans we have set for the season coming up. A lot to get to, a lot to celebrate together. Thank you to JoeBucksFan.com for giving us the platform and being a tremendous partner. They're the ones that host this podcast in the mornings, first thing in the morning. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. If you do subscribe to the podcast, please rate and review and spread the word. Not all podcasts will be tame like this one, but spread the word about it. And make sure you do subscribe. That way you'll never miss an episode. In case you miss it at JoeBucksFan.com, you have that as a backup plan. You can always delete them. But I just ask that you subscribe, rate, review, listen, spread the word. Spread the word about all the podcasts on the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network, including mine, Ira Kaufman's, Bobby Fenton, the Morning Cup of Joe. Just so many great podcasts they have there at JoeBucksFan.com. Todd Wright and Fantasy Football. It's amazing what they've put together there. Thanks to all of our sponsors. As I said, this podcast is not happening without them. Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, what they do, what they've done for us already, and what they plan to do for us this upcoming fall is just phenomenal. Tremendous partner. Really worked with us hard to put together probably, I would argue, it's the best NFL draft party I've ever been to. And we're already talking about next year. That's how incredible it is. So, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Mastro Subaru is run by stick carriers, four stick carriers, and it's the only car dealership you can go and get stick carrier pricing. Yes, special pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Two locations for stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans, and of course, Bricado's Sandwich Shop, the Cuban Sandwich, the Devil Crab. It's all for you right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Don't forget to try that devil crab. All right, that's going to be it for this podcast and this week. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I'm really looking forward to talking about the rookies, the veterans, and the team we have coming up for the 2018 season over the next couple of weeks and getting more engagement from you, the Bucks fans, that are driving this whole movement together. As always, we go right back into the words of Dirk Cutter himself. He said this phrase, as I said earlier, it sparked that fire inside each and every one of us, and it sparked a movement that has brought us all together. But damn it, I don't want to hear him say it. I want to hear Holly say it.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You got it, hot stuff. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.